Hey, couple trouble.
Hey, couple trouble.
Hey, couple trouble.
I have a problem.
Hello, and welcome back to Couple Trouble. I'm your host, Roz, and this is...
Alex.
Today's submission is a little sensitive, so bear with us. We're going to try to make this as lighthearted as we can.
And we'd like to once again say that nothing that we say in this episode reflects on Spirit Live.
And it does not reflect Ryerson University or X University or whatever we end up being.
Being, yeah.
Thank you.
This episode may not be suitable for younger audience members.
Hey, couple trouble. Big fan. Long time listener, first time caller. So here's my problem. I got out of my first real relationship, and my ex was the first person I've ever slept with. So now, thinking about having sex with new people is really freaking me out. What should I do?
Before I start saying anything, because I've already formed an opinion, I want to know what your opinion is on this whole topic.
I think it's just a person who is too used to a relationship that, I mean, it's his only relationship, right? So that's really all he ever kind of experienced. And so he doesn't know what... as cliche as it sounds, but what the world is like hiding for him beyond that relationship. And I think it's pretty valid. Like, his concern is pretty valid, and I understand completely, because even getting out of, you know, your 10th relationship or whatever, that's still something to really think about, you know, in terms of how to approach a new relationship or a new person or even just talking to someone new. So yeah, like, no, yeah, I totally get it.
I agree with everything that you just stated. Yeah, totally. Like, it's his first relationship, first person he's ever been intimate with. And basically, when I discussed with this person on Instagram, by the way, you can submit your submissions on our Instagram at coupletrouble22. You can come and discuss with us anything you want to say. Maybe you want to give a little bit more context to your story. That's where you do it. Just DM us, coupletrouble22. Okay, moving along. Basically, when I talked with this person over DMs, when they gave me a little bit of context, it was one of their first, you know, the first relationship that they've been in for a while. And I feel like, first of all, being your first relationship, that just means that's all of your experience. And that's all the time that you've had with this person. So I feel like it was just it's the familiarity that is freaking this person out, I feel.
Yeah, I totally get what you're saying. But again, I think it's just a matter of just putting yourself out there. There's really no other way to it. Like, I understand, obviously, a long-term relationship that, you know, you experienced with one person and you learned a lot about that person and about what they like, what they dislike, whatever, blah blah blah. But then again, it's literally just a matter of putting yourself out there and just kind of getting rid of that negative thought in your head telling you that you can't start over with someone else or get to know a new person. Like, you never know, that the new person might be even more compatible with who you are as a person. So put yourself out there.
I obviously agree with everything that you just say. Definitely, that's the thing. I am always on the defense of, like, okay, maybe this person needs some time, this is what they need, healing, da 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 da. You know me, I'm very psychological.
Yeah.
And I pick up on very small significant points. But yeah, I think it's time for this person, especially if they're, you know, they're even thinking about sex. That means they're already putting themselves out there in terms of, you know, social settings. But it's really just, you know, going for it and trying it out, as, you know, stressful or as nervous you may be and scared. It's totally okay, because this is how you grow up, man. This is how you, you know, experience new things, you know, add to your toolbox of life and figure out who you are. And I think it's actually one of the best things for you in this time too, if you're, you know, already past this relationship and you're, you know, looking forward to newer ones. Because I think, you know, wanting to have sex is something intimate with a person, and that requires some time.
Yeah, and I don't know, I feel like the person's more focused on, you know, getting intimate with a new person. And I just feel like, I mean, in order to get intimate with a new person, you have to get to know someone. And so I would just say baby steps. Like, start talking to someone. I don't know if you're that into that, but like, form a friendship, try to get to know that person, and then think about getting intimate. Or don't. I don't know what you want in life. But yeah, like, baby steps is all it takes to get over whatever you've been through.
Yeah, but I also mean, there's, you know, Tinder for, like, you know, whatever you're looking for.
And that, like, Tinder is so easy to use. You can just literally DM someone a very cheesy pickup line and start a conversation, or maybe a family.
I was thinking of a completely different thing.
Oh, like a one-time thing. Okay, yeah. Yes. If you're into that, also do that. But like, you need to give yourself the time and energy to be able to, you know, just kind of move on with someone, not even in an intimate way, but like, it just feels like there's a lot of baggage from your past relationship. And so it just feels like baby steps is all it takes, you know, when you just make that small move, you know, talking to someone new or meeting someone new or whatever, that's all it takes to just build that confidence back and get yourself to actually, you know, interact with someone.
Why is it that, like, as I'm listening to you, I'm like, yo, I gotta take this advice for myself?
If only you listen to me more often. We need to get you on the show.
No, but you're right. No, but you're totally right. And that's why I think I'm like listening, and I'm like, yo, I'm mesmerized by what you're saying, because it's like, it's very true. It's very real. And that's genuinely what a lot of people need to hear in these situations. Is, you know, put yourself out there. That's literally the key to any situation. You want to get a new job, you got to put yourself out there. You got to put out new resumes. You want to, you know, get that scholarship, you got to put in that work. You got to be there for every single one of your classes, doing your readings, all that stuff, as if you're not supposed to do that as a normal student. No, but like, it's genuinely that. It's just, you got to put in the work and you got to put yourself out there. And although you may, that's the thing, I'm just imagining this person being like nervous, trying to put themselves out there, you know, especially with the context that we're in, is that like, although you might be nervous and you're maybe anxious, those are just key factors of like, hey, this is something that I need to do to like get over this. This is like the thing that like will help me grow as a person. I feel like anything you're scared of is precisely what you need to be doing. That's what you need to expose yourself to so that you grow as a person.
Yo, wingman, that's all it takes. Grab your best buddy, go out.
Just grab your best buddy, go to a bar. Genuinely though, honestly, not gonna wait. Speaking of bars, you must be 19 years or older of age in Ontario.
Everyone knows that.
Yeah, honestly. Well, we need to state that just in case.
Someone can wingman someone literally at any place.
Oh, I was just going to talk about my experience. I was just going to talk about my experience. It's just, bars are one of the best places to, you know, test out your, like, you know, just test out what you're practicing, you know? Is that if you're stressed or something, do it at a bar. You're never going to see that person again. I mean, literally. if you go to the same bar a lot, I mean, that's awkward. But, like, at the same time, like, just do it. Like, you'll learn from it. That's the whole point. Try new things.
Yeah, no, I get it. I would say, like, I totally understand his concern, because even moving out of, like, trying to move out, oh my god, because I'm moving, so that's occupying my mind. But yeah, moving on, just like trying to get out of a relationship in general is hard enough. Like, you've been talking to this person for years, you're trying to make this person happy, and then all of a sudden you have to start from scratch, and those freaking dumb conversations like, oh, what's your favorite color, or you know, the random shit that you have to ask a person to get to that, you know, spiritual level that you have when you're in a relationship is freaking crazy. Like, I totally get it, because I've been through that. Like, every time I got out of a relationship, I was like, oh shit, I have to start over now. I don't want to know what someone's favorite color is. Can we not?
Lord have mercy.
Just skip to the spiritual growth and the part where we make each other better people and happy.
No, but I feel that. I hate that stage. The talking stage is so annoying.
Yeah, I know. Oh my god. Even, like, to me, like, having a different political opinion is such a red flag. Like, I would not be able to, like, the moment you start that talking stage and you have to, like, literally look out for all the red flags that you count as red flags, and nothing's working out. You're talking to so many people and they all have red flags. It's so hard to just find someone that you actually like, you know?
Lord. I think this is why I'm not trying to get in relationships in this generation.
No, don't be intimidated. Like, you'll find your person, I swear. I thought that, you know, finding your person is like almost impossible, but it's really easy. Like, there's I don't believe in a one soulmate thing. I believe there are, you know, different people that you can connect with, but you just gotta like give yourself a chance to meet a lot of people, you know, like just put yourself out there, talk to people. If it doesn't work, whatever, you're never gonna see them again, or you might, whatever, you guys are grown-ups, move on. And then, you know, one day you'll meet someone that you're actually, you know, someone that you like.
Like the quote, okay, the word, okay, basically you miss 100% of the shots you don't take, and that's really all it is if you're not taking every chance to grow, every chance to experience new things, every chance to, you know, just seek that opportunity, you know, you're missing out on very key moments of your life. I feel like that's one of the key things in life. And it's like, if you feel something in the moment, even if you're scared, jump in. I guarantee you that is where you will make the most growth, and you'll probably have the best night of your life too, or day, or whatever.
Mm-hmm. And hey, like, if you still don't feel comfortable enough getting intimate with someone or dating someone or whatever, that's totally okay too. Like, life is not about relationships entirely. I mean,
yes,
don't get me wrong, relationships are important and love is really nice to have in your life. But there's a lot of other things where you can feel loved or get that kind of love that you're looking for. Like, it's not about relationships. It's about friendships, you know, just a good company, some good food. Go out, eat.
Oh my God.
Food can be your partner.
Amen to that.
For the time being, until you feel comfortable enough to get out there and meet new people again.
I was gonna say, yes, we love consent, because consent comes first, and emotional stability, even though 99% of the population doesn't have that. But
it's not even emotional stability. Like, you can still be emotionally unstable.
I mean, everyone is.
And yeah, basically everyone is. Everyone has some kind of trauma from past relationships. But look at us. Who would have thought?
Some tips and tricks we have for this very situation is have a wingman. Trust me, it works.
Yeah, we know we already said that, but we can't stress this enough. Having your best buddy just there for emotional support.
Support system.
It literally means the world. Even if you get rejected, he's like, yo man, here's a drink.
Genuinely.
And then you just have a lot of fun and go home.
That's exactly why you do it in a bar, because you have that opportunity. You can, you know, if you didn't get the answer you like, you can just forget about it.
Exactly.
Another tip is always have that, like, always set your boundaries. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like you said, the red flags. You see it, don't waste your time. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I feel like the fact that, I wouldn't say in a rush, but the fact that he's trying to rush, you know, meeting someone new or having something intimate with someone new, that puts you at risk of ending up with someone just because you're trying to, you know, get past that phase in your life and start something new. Take your time, dude. It's fine. If you don't want to do it just yet, that's fine. That's totally okay. You can make new friends and then see what happens from there. But you don't have to do anything that you're not comfortable with. As long as you're comfortable, that's okay. But if you're not, then, you know, take your time. There's really no rush and no shame in that.
Amen to that. I think, yeah, Raz killed it.
And the noteworthy submissions of the week are...
I have ED and my significant other is not having as much fun as I'd like him to be.
No shame in that, okay? No shame in that. But that's a story for another episode. I'm single.
Can't help you there.
Find someone.
Can't help you there, sweetie.
Find someone, and then when you do and you have problems, come back to us. Couple trouble, huh?
I'm single.
And of course, don't forget to send us your couple trouble on coupletrouble22 on Instagram. We welcome any couple trouble. No shame, no judgment. Please send us your trouble. We'd love to help. Or you can even be a guest on this episode.
We can invite you to a virtual or a live studio, and we can have this discussion in person.
Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll see you on the next episode of Couple Trouble.
We'll see you next time.